in the meeting to approve the contract for a firm to perform special inspections for the oceanfront park construction. We now open the floor to discussions pertaining to the three proposals for the special inspection services. The first question, if y'all permit me to go first, I'd like to ask our building inspector. John, I've got a note here from you that says, please keep in mind it is costing the town money every day that we are not starting construction. Do you have any idea how much money it's costing the town?
No, sir.
Is there a reason that, I mean, do you actually know it's costing the town money?
Yes, sir. We gave the contractor a notice to proceed on the contract, and we can't proceed.
All right. Is he billing us days or he's not, the days he's not working?
No.
I didn't. Okay. Thank you.
But just to clear up, just the loan on your builder's risk, it's from start time to finish time. If it's past finish time, complete that weekly charge. If that loan is going to be on as $550 a week on your builder's risk.
So for every week in delay, it's going to talk, you're going to charge the town through your builder's risk $550.
Well, you're going to have to pay $550, that's correct.
All right. With that being, does anybody have any other questions for John or?
That is provided you go over your time, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so if you don't go over time and say you...
then I wouldn't have to charge you.
Thank you.
Who has actually been in discussion? Brian, chime in there anytime you think it's pertinent. Who has been in discussions with who, which building inspector, pertaining to the scope of work that would be required by a special inspector? Who's been doing it? Because I see these bids cover everything from masonry. I assume they're not going to pay the special engineer to lay any bricks, so I assume he's going to see what kind of bricks were laid. And $65, a mile for travel, and $75 an hour to watch people lay brick. So who came up with the scope of work that the special contractor will be required to do? Brian?
I talked with Richard Lane, with the Carolina Beach, and he provided me with an email, which I forwarded to you and John Bassett also, and in discussions with Richard, he outlined these items that the three proposals address: the pile inspection, concrete testing, masonry, structural steel, with the exterior cladding and wood truss, and all of that. Richard pointed out to me within the special inspection department. So that's how those items were generated.
Mr. Architect, were you aware of the scope pertaining to a special engineer when you designed this building?
Well, not a special engineer. We were aware that there would be a special inspection of piles. And that's what we would assume would be the minimal. That's what we read in the code as being what's required. Everything else is up to the building inspector to add or subtract.
Well, I can understand, please, y'all chime in when you want to. I can understand the piling inspection because we don't know what's down there. But Mr. Lane, I'm still perplexed why we would need a special inspector for the cedar shakes being applied and the bricks being laid.
It's code requirement, as is in that email I sent to Brian. Once special inspections is required, then the structural engineer of record, not me, goes in to the code and makes a determination as to what inspections are required.
And that would be Mr. Cox, since he is engineer of record.
I don't know who the engineer of record is.
Brian, who is the engineer of record?
The structural is David can tell you.
Yes, he's here.
The structural engineer is Rudy Dombrowski.
And Rudy was contacted, and this is the format that he laid out to follow what the special engineer would be required to do.
I don't have anything from Rudy stating that.
Do you have anything from Rudy, Brian, that would lay out what he would like to be inspected by the special inspector?
I didn't hear that question.
Has Rudy sent you an email, anything pertaining to what, since he is the engineer of record, what he requires for the special inspector to cover?
No, he has not.
So what we have in front of us then is an estimate that the engineer of record, Richard, correct me if I'm wrong, has not consulted us with.
I spoke with Rudy about code requirements, but he's not familiar with the special inspections program. So in lieu of the town sought out assistance from companies that are in that business and aware of what the code requires. And that's where that list came from.
Now, you've done construction for the city of Wilmington and the county. Did any of those require, and I know you built similar things, similar, did they require a special inspector?
Yeah.
Did he inspect the masonry work? And
well, on the masonry work, sometimes they've had them inspect the rebar placement, not actually watching the bricks go together, and then the grouting, when you have to fill the cells, the grouting of the walls, and then they'll test the grout. I've never had them inspect the siding. And they do check the welds and definitely the pilings.
Well, we also have a framing inspection that's specified. Barry, bear with me just one second. But we also have a framing inspection and a truss inspection.
I've never had that.
I mean, if a special inspector is required, I don't have a problem with it.
How many time at this point?
Yeah.
Through the bids that you have in front of you, kind of hit on everything that might possibly require a special inspection. Even though I asked them twice to give us a bid only on what Inspector Lane has pointed out that he wants inspected specially. So what you see in that bid is worst case scenario for special inspecting everything that happens with our new building.
In my conversations with John and practically everybody else on the face of the earth today, my plan to go forward this evening was to ascertain from the Carolina Beach Building Inspector what it was that he was going to require a special inspection on, so that we would have it on record, and that whatever we did as far as the special inspector would not go beyond the scope of that.
Well,
and the pricing would be based on his request. Does that sound reasonable?
You know, I'm just a messenger. Creating that list of inspections needs to come from an engineer. All I have is what's in the code.
Well, it's hard. It's very hard for me to sit here. It's very hard for me to sit here. Well, go ahead, Jim.
Wondering is, somebody had to call for a special inspection. Who was the person who called for the special inspection?
I made that determination that special inspections is required, okay, based on what the code told me to do.
And based on your understanding that we required a special inspection, you came up with a list of what it was the special inspector was going to do?
Yeah, I have a list that Department of Insurance put together of all the different code items.
Yeah.
And that's what y'all have received.
Yeah, okay.
Now, the special inspector doesn't have to look at every block, but it'll be a periodic inspection.
Barry, did you have a comment?
Well, I understand a lot of the foundations and that sort of structural steel, and I imagine when you had to have those tie beams and stuff inspected for steel and all rebar and all that other, it may have included more than one story of the building. Usually, I would say, above one story. I've built many a tie beam in South Florida and never got it inspected other than to have the engineer, the building inspector say, hey, that's tight. You know, but a one-story building such as this versus multi-story may or may not have special requirements. Especially, I'm not sure about the wind load requirements. You got a big kite there, and the uplift on those pilings. I would hope some of that's been engineered and looked at. But that would be one area that I might be concerned in. But other people have different looks at things, outlooks. Well, Andy, what is your feeling on this? I'm going to acquiesce to you.
In North Carolina, we've got a copy of it. The North Carolina law spells it out right here, what's required. It doesn't say anything about shingles or siding or anything like that.
That would be the components of cladding would be the part of it.
And part of this, I understand, is because this is considered a commercial building. Is that right?
That's partially correct. It wouldn't apply to single family.
What class rating is this building rated at?
I don't know what you mean by class.
In the commercial rating system, is this what would this fall under? What portfolio would it fall under as far as the wind loads and everything?
Well, it meets all the current. It meets the category of wind load that's required for this zone. If that's what your question is, the whole building has been engineered. So there isn't anything on the building that hasn't been reviewed by a structural engineer, sealed by a structural engineer, to meet current codes. One for where it's classified in the CAMA, FEMA areas, and wind and so it meets all.
Yeah, I'd say they're probably pretty strict.
Brian?
Yes.
I think our total contract review from the start to finish this job is close to $80,000. Well, I thought it was my evidently I was wrong, but I thought you would be on site on a regular basis checking on this stuff. Now, am I wrong in that?
No.
So what we have here, we're going to have you as a licensed engineer have a stamped set of plans. And at this time, do we have a clear set of the inspections that are required on this particular building? Because I've got three bids, and the lower bid is almost half what the other two bids are. The construction materials technician, the welding inspector. I mean, I don't like redundancy. I think it's going to be not in the best interest of the builder to get his job done. We're going to be tripping over inspectors and engineers and technicians, and God knows we don't have enough parking down there now. If all these people show up at one time, there's not going to be enough parking in Cary Beach. And we got 8 hours per visit for construction materials technician. We've got them coming back for concrete cylinders. I understand the 5 sets, but pouring the concrete 5 visits at 8 hours a visit. And I mean, some of this stuff, being in the small in the construction business, I don't understand why it's taking so long. If they're going to do 10 cylinders, depending on how many pours you're going to make, I guess you're assuming you do a couple cylinders per pour, but these hours don't make any logical sense to me. But I personally tonight cannot move forward with approving any contract until we're comparing apples to apples and oranges to oranges. I need a list of what Mr. Lane was going to require to special inspector for him to feel comfortable doing the inspections on the job. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Don't we have that list in the email, John?
Well, then, if you look through these bids, then please explain to me, Jim, and you're the point man on this. Some of them are inspecting, like I said, the framing, and their inspection of costs in here for let's get it down to the floor.
Well, John and I had that discussion, which is why part of this meeting, at least from my perspective, was to get that list put in the record so that there would be no special inspections past that given list.
Is that list in the packet we have in front of us?
I don't have a copy of that list.
I haven't seen it. Have you seen it, Chuck? Have you got a
copy? Well, you're able to verbalize it. Give us the list right now, right?
Well, the list is pretty much, you know, the code sections that you got an email on.
Inspection of fabricators, concrete construction, mastic and incandescent paint, fire-resistant coatings.
Are we doing
exterior insulation and finish systems?
Has this building got
I'm not finished, Mr. Mayor. Seismic resistance, wind resistance.
Richard, how did they test for seismic resistance?
The wind would supersede seismic.
That's what I thought. I hadn't heard it in the earthquakes down here, but...
We do have that potential in our area.
I do have a small suggestion.
Yes, sir.
If you don't mind. Since you all seem to be pretty agreed on pilings testing, would it be possible to just agree to get that going so I can get the job rolling and everybody's not sitting down there waiting? Because I also have a scheduling problem. When you gave me notice to proceed, I gave a contract to the piling guy for a certain time frame. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to start on the 18th, which was last week. He went to another job. I've got him right now talking to Monday, but if you're not committed to doing this job right now, I'm going to have to release him to go do a job somewhere else. And next time he comes back, it's August 22nd.
Well, I think everybody up here is committed to doing the job, or we wouldn't have voted to.
Right, I understand that. I'm just trying to keep the business order.
Barry, let me just finish one second, then, buddy. But what I can't sit here, and Mr. Attorney, chime in here when you want, is to approve a contract when I don't have the specifics of what we're going to require on this building. Because some of the pages, like I said, I really don't know why a special inspector would be required to do a framing inspection or putting the siding on the building.
Explained that two of these engineers went far above what we had requested and put things in there that we did not ask for. John, could we get a copy of that list so that we can have it officially put in the record and we can have a copy of it? Because I have no problem approving the list.
Can I just explain on dealing with special inspections, just how it usually is handled? As me, the owners will usually ask me, like on the pilings, how long do I think they're going to take? So they don't even look at your plans. They don't know. What he's doing when he gives you the quote is he's just giving you his hours on base of the size of the job. He's not nickel and diamond looking at it. But like you got the pilings, if you look at all the inspection time he has in there, my estimate on that time would be roughly 3 8-hour days and 1 4-hour day. Okay? That's my estimate on it.
You got 24 pounds, right?
You got 51 pounds.
51 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. The concrete testing, in my opinion, should be 3 visits and 3 sets of cylinders. Because you only have to test the footings and the slab. You don't have to do the sidewalks and the curbing and all that stuff. Right. Okay? The masonry, 2 visits. I mean, he has 2 visits on the last quote I saw from John, and I would say that's probably what it would take. The steel, he has quite a few visits, and I don't really understand that because there's probably 10 welds that he's going to need to look at, and they're going to be visible. I'm not going to conceal them until after he does it. So I could bring him in one day and I put on my list here 8 hours, but I mean, I shouldn't take me in covers. I mean, I've had two big buildings and resting in that. And that's my estimate.
When they inspect a well like that, one, you're going to have a certified welder do the welding.
Yeah, all the welders are certified. Okay.
And what will he actually do when he inspects that well?
Most of the time they look at the bead and they might take like a little chipping hammer and they'll chip the weld a little bit and just, that's pretty much
all. That's all I'm saying. Well,
there's nothing much else they can do.
For myself, I am not going to vote to proceed with any type of contract tonight until we know what that contract covers. And the redundancy of doing stuff two and three times, and Richard, if you could sit down with John and get us a list of what you're going to require, and then let's put that out for bids. I just don't believe in leaving a blank check here.
Wasn't that list sent to all three?
This is the list. If this is the list, this is in your packet. I didn't realize this was the list. I thought this was the code. I thought it was a different.
That's the last. The
that's the last thing in your packet. It's in your packet.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. On the code. It starts right here.
From the North Carolina test.
Fargo.
It's
Fargo.
The last thing with Mark code. And everything's copied front to back. So look on the back page.
Mine's the other. It says code.
But is that what we have something in writing that that's what each one of these people bid on?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
If I may, considering you appear that you're not going to vote this evening.
Well, I mean, I will vote for it. The rest of them may vote for it. Get a majority vote tonight, but I don't think this is the way to spend taxpayer money.
The one thing that we may be able to do is I can talk to a structural engineer tomorrow, somebody that you're familiar with. And he said that if we got a minimum list, then we would get to submit that. He would agree with the minimum list. Then you would get apples for apples for all those numbers.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
Is that the Rudy guy?
No, it would be Don Woods, the structural engineer.
Brian, are you listening to this?
Yeah.
Is any of this ringing true to you? Is this something you live with?
With the list that we had for the inspection?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
If an engineer wants to take items out of that list, you know, the generic list the code tells us,
yes, sir.
I would accept that because he's capable of seeing what's critical.
That's the reason I wanted to.
That's what you wanted to hear.
Were the other three bids that we've got given that?
I think what you were...
Latitude?
Well, my problem with the bids we got is we're not building, you know, a nuclear power plant down there. We're building a pavilion. And if Richard can agree, because his self is going to be on the line, basically, if he can agree to an abbreviated list of what he can live with, then let's have it go out for bids. And I can live with that, but as far as just coming in here at 18 grand for expecting siding and framing?
And Mr. Mayor, if I may, that's not what we're here for. We don't want you to accept that as a contract. We're more or less asking you to give us permission to move forward with this in the way that we see fit. 18 grand is nowhere close to what I think it should cost at all.
Well,
the only one that was close to we're being reasonable, I felt, was the final bid that we received this afternoon from Paracon for the amount of $10,000. We're the ones that actually followed the list that was submitted to them.
Well, if we can do it briefly,
if we could get some form of permission from all five of y'all tonight to move forward with the most abbreviated and the cheapest bid as possible, that would help us a lot so we don't have to come back up here again.
Well, that is the reason that I hope we've called this meeting, because what I've got here is a lot of fluff. And I certainly, until Richard tells me what he can live with, and the architect and Brian get their abbreviated list together, let's get a bid on that. I will not vote tonight to give a bid, a contract to anybody until I know what we're bidding on, or what they're the scope of the work.
Let me just say, I don't know how the contract is set up, but the contract with the special inspections, I assume, is a separate contract, is it not? And at a minimum, you know you're going to be doing the piles. So you could allow the contractor to proceed, understanding the piles will be inspected. What I think you're going to run into potentially is, you have some grants that are associated with time frames, correct? I think that could potentially be a problem, which is a much greater problem than $10,000. Wow. So I think we can, if we can work together, I think we can get this resolved in short order. If you have a bid of $10,000, we feel that maybe we come below that, then maybe somehow you can approve. I don't know how you do it because I don't know there. But
the reason that the special meeting was called wasn't so much because of the price as it was because it was a contract that was going to be entered into by an entity and town council. So that calls for a special meeting. As we had talked before, there's probably going to be any number of work order changes that are going to take place during the construction of this. And there's no intent on my part that this type of meeting will take place every time that there's a change order, that council will be kept aware on a timely basis of all of the change orders, but if any voting is done on them, it'll be done at the regular monthly council meetings that take place, unless there's some emergency arises.
Let me ask David and Brian, are you in there?
Yeah.
If the four of you being on the phone, the builder, the architect, and Richard, can come up with an abbreviated list here in the next, or not even abbreviated, what he expects, and we and council can agree on it, will there be any problem?
And we'll have John call.
With proceeding with the pilings, how long do you think it'll take to put the pilings in?
Well, I'm hoping if I can get them started, say, Tuesday next week, I should be close by the end of the week.
And the special inspector will need to be here for that?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't need them until after you've got them in.
Pardon?
You don't need the inspector until after you've completed.
No, he watches us put them in.
So, from the first day?
From the first day.
Well, then how do we select someone? We got to have somebody now. Which one of them are you going to pick to be the state inspector?
Well, I'm not going to vote to give a contract to anybody unless I know what the scope of the work is.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I think what Wayne's talking about is the code allows a foundation-only permit. You could issue a contract for the special inspections just on the piles while we're, getting everything else together for the rest of the building.
We just do pilings alone, just a contract for that. I can proceed, and then everybody has time to
take for John, do you know which of the bids we have? Is the what the prices are for just the pilings? Is it broken down in here so you can pull it up real quick?
It is right here.
There's one. Yes, Mary.
Okay, looking at this building code. 1704 special inspection items D1 and all that other sort of mumbo. In the 1704.1.2, the only thing that I see that is required a special inspection is the piles, piers, and special foundations. The building height does not exceed 45 feet or 3 stories. The building is not an underground building. The piles, piers, and special foundations is the only one that I can see. We have no retaining walls. Smoke control and exhaust system, I don't know about that. And the fire resistant materials are special case described. I have no idea what
that's
those
right here
be.
On this page, number right. 4 of 6,
right.
That, which John read out earlier.
So, but there's
the
only
things.
One.
These
there's
are
only
the
one that no, is required.
These are required. These are either in that list or under the special cases described in the law. These are the things that
I don't know where you're reading that into it, but I'm reading it right from here.
It's in your other
page. I'd like to make a motion that we hire Terracon for the pilings.
I'll second that motion.
Any question?
Yeah. Does that also mean that we can now change to another person after we get the new bid?
We're only bidding on the piles.
Piles, piers, and professional foundations.
Okay, so we're only giving this guy that part of it. We may change to somebody else next time.
Ms. Swearingen?
I'll have to say I'm extremely disappointed with what we're doing. Mr. Lane gave John a list of things. John has included it in our package right here. Of the three engineers, one of them bid on this list right here, which is the list that we need, the list you keep talking about Mr. Lane putting together. And it appears to be fairly reasonable, except for the number of visits. You think he'll have fewer visits. We're not required to pay for four visits if he only does one. Okay, I think his proposal is extremely reasonable in every area that the original list called for. And I hate to see us drag this out even longer. If the pilings are going to be finished by the end of next week, that means we're going to have to meet between now and next week to decide on the rest of it.
Well, I don't wear hearing aids like my buddy here beside me does, but what I heard Mr. Lane say is that the list he gave us could be abbreviated if the engineer does some of the stuff. Is that not what you just said?
I'd be willing to accept that.
Then why would we pay somebody? Why would we pay somebody to do something that he's not going to require?
Because it's exactly like Jim said that, and like our contractor here said, we don't have to have him. We don't have to require him to come out here to do every one of these. We're not going to pay him if he doesn't come out. I guess my question is why the structural engineer wasn't involved in this to begin with. I mean, you've already built this building once over there in Compass Point. I would think you, since it's listed on your website as a commercial building, you would have already been involved with a structural engineer doing these same things. So I don't understand why this structural engineer is coming in at the last minute instead of being involved all along. But nevertheless, he wants to cut it down. Would we have to pay him to do those inspections that he cuts out of here? Who would do those inspections if he narrows down that list?
It would be the special inspector and agents under his direction. You're not going to see an engineer out there doing most of these inspections.
Who would the individual be?
They would have to be certified in that field.
So would it be the special inspector that Mr. Lyle, or the engineer or somebody from his office doing this? Or would it be one of these firms here?
It would be whoever we hired.
So if we're going to hire them to do everything on that list, including the ones that would be narrowed down, I don't understand the difference.
I don't understand how you enter into a contract unless the people you have the contract with know what you're expecting them to do.
And that's, we gave them this list, and he put in here specifically everyone that applied.
Did he put in there any or all?
Discussing it.
Some or part? You know, I mean, it may have
about
some
every one of them in it. Just look at the list. And is everything John asked? Is everything John asked for?
Usually when you put together a bid, as Dean will attest to, if you take and abbreviate or add to any sort of a contract or document or whatever, like this contract is here, it may affect the overall cost of the contract in several ways, especially depending upon whether an inspector is there doing double duty or et cetera. So, you know, I mean, as far as that goes, I'm not sure. I would like to see just the foundations taken care of, because the foundations are the ones that I see as required the special inspections. under the code. Now, I don't know. You know, that's subject to whoever reads it, right, John?
Yes, point of order, Jim, the statement you made of what you are actually asking us to vote on is to enter into a contract for $9,800.
No.
How much do you want to enter into it? Give me a dollar amount. Give me a dollar amount before I say I'm resigning.
Paracom says $2,900 for the filing.
$2,920.
And we know for a fact that if we rebid this, that they're going to go along, they're going to honor this proposal.
Well, it is bid is a separate thing, but we don't know until we confirm with whoever is sending it.
Well, who had the discussions with these three individual engineering firms?
Paracon in particular, Brian Cox handled that bid.
Brian, is this something in your opinion that's unusual that we would get a bid pack from them and then decide to maybe marginalize what the requirements actually are compared to what they give us a price on?
I think it can be done in a way that basically Wayne, that the contract describes, if he's on site 3 days putting miles in, then you pay in Terracon for 3 days on site inspection. If it's 4 days, then they've got four visits in there. If it ends up being 5 days, I believe they've got five visits in there.
Mm-hmm.
So if it comes up and it only takes three, visits, then you didn't use the whole contract. And I wouldn't see that there would be a problem to get the project started and the contractor on site with the pilot guy to award it to Paracon just for the pilot only and get that agreement with them up front with the review of the other items to follow and those are required to follow in line with the proposal that they have on the table.
To me, this is the best case scenario for the town. We get construction started on the park. We have the maximum list in front of us right now, and within the next couple of days, we have the potential for some of those items to be removed for as far as inspections. So whatever price that we get then has the potential to be significantly lower than the prices that we're dealing with now, based on the individual items.
And how would we rebid? What's the timing on rebuy and rebid?
Well, we don't know yet what we will need to rebid. We may just cut out some of this in this current bid and ask them if they'd accept that.
So we can.
I mean, you don't know it, Steve.
You can pick one.
In the three bids, they've given you their rate.
Right. They itemize it all.
So we go by the rate.
Basically, you've got their bids now. It's just a matter of making a final determination of exactly
which items?
What inspections are required.
That sounded like a plan to me, Brian.
Call for the motion.
All in favor, Madam Clerk, repeat the motion.
Mr. Dugan made the motion to hire Paracon to inspect the pilots.
All right, and it was seconded by
Mr. Nelder.
All right. Motion on the floor, we've had discussion. All in favor, signal to say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. All right, thank you, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
When, this is not how I do business, when can we expect the abbreviated list to know what we're actually going to be paid?
Like the engineer for. I haven't seen any of these lists. So once we get the list,
I think we're opening, Pandora's box down there. I don't like not knowing what I paid for, and this money that was paid to the coffers of the state of North Carolina by taxpayers, and I don't think any of it, every nickel needs to be accounted for.
next step?
The next step is...
I make a motion that we adjourn.
The next step is for David Lyle, the Carolina Beach Inspector, the contractor, and Kira Beach Town Inspector to get together to, and your...
We'll talk to structural engineer tomorrow.
And structural
engineer. And then we'll have him, and Richard, and then Richard can...
Brian, you still on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're listening to this?
Yes.
For the structural engineer and the Carolina Beach Building Inspector to look and see what, if any, of the items that are now listed can be eliminated.
All right, well, next step.
That list will be brought back to us, and if it's the will of council, this will be reissued based on that.
I think that it won't hold up the construction primarily. When can we go forward at the next council meeting with this, or do we need to do it prior?
You guys correct me if I'm wrong, but since each of these companies has already gone through this process, all they're going to have to do, or all, at least from my perspective, what they have to do is pull out the pricing for those individual items, put together another bid, and email it to us.
What's the shortest time you can get for a bid?
By Friday.
What's the minimum we can require?
Let's not interrupt each other to start with. Now, you've given the go-ahead to one company.
I'm not promising anything.
So my sentiments exactly, if we turn the other two down, why they would want to rebid it, I would waste my time doing it if I were one of them.
Well, I don't really know. I've asked them three different times, and I've explained it just about to every one of y'all what was going on here, and nobody really knows still, so I don't really know what to tell you at this point. I can put it out for bid and try to get it out for bid again with the list, so I can do that. But I don't know if we'll get one back. I don't know if it'll look just like that one. I don't have any idea.
Well, you have three bids here. What I would do is take the amended version and shoot it back to them via email and ask them to price that.
Exactly what I did yesterday.
Well, there's a lot of difference in these prices.
I agree 100%.
And like I said, that does not need to turn into a money pit down there.
I'd just like to know whose job it is to set this process up. Who should have had this ready?
Brian, you on?
Yes.
But who should have had it ready? What do you mean?
Obviously we knew that special inspections would be required for this building. I've been playing with this for 3 weeks trying to get this process set up, and I feel like I've gotten nowhere and put in a lot of hours for nothing. And so right now I'm just trying to figure out where I need to go now.
Well, you've got a bid on the pilings, which will keep the job from being held up, so at least we're moving in the right direction. But I personally won't give carte blanche to anybody until I know what the numbers are.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
Usually, and they never give you an exact number. They usually just give you a basic spreadsheet like you have right in front of you with round numbers, and then you tell them exactly what you want during the process. Like if you want to enter into a contract with them for $4,000, you enter into a contract with them for $4,000. They're just telling you that all those prices are 18. You basically tell them what you want.
What this one contract or bid says is the actual cost will depend on the frequency of testing schedule and on the project schedule that testing needs.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I would like Richard, the architect, Brian, and John to get together, get the amended version. Well, Richard, this is on Richard's head. So Richard's got to be satisfied with what's going on here. Right. Am I right, Richard?
I'm trying to satisfy the code, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir. Well, in that. If you're satisfied, you get it back to us with amended requirements. And let's, John, shoot it back to them, see what they're, and I would enter, and I would also include the builder in this. He's done this before. He's not reinventing the wheel. He should have a grasp on what kind of time frame
and hours we're looking at. The mileage is relevant. We're going to change that. But when I'm seeing, you know, an 8-hour day to test concrete cylinders, that strikes me as a little odd.
And we'll start on this tomorrow.
All right. Now, with that said, is everybody here satisfied? When, Dave, when might you contact the engineer?
First thing tomorrow morning.
If he's Madam Clerk, when you get the information from the architect, can you email us and let us know that the ball is rolling?
Yes.
Is everybody here satisfied with that? Barry?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ms. Swearingen?
Yes, sir.
All right. With that said, let's make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, we're out of here.
Aye. Aye.